All right, we're recording.
Okay.
Could be the Move podcast.
Can I start the podcast?
Nope, this is what's starting the podcast. Yeah.
Again?
Uh-huh. We're going back with it.
This started the podcast last week.
We're going
Jeff
back.
Didn't listen to.
Music at the start?
With
yeah.
the chrome spark.
And at the end?
Things are changing since you've been gone.
Is there an intermission?
No.
Just don't worry about it. Hey, just let it flow. Just let it flow. Here you go, ready? Just let it course your veins, Jeff. Ooh, okay.
Nice.
Yeah. What you got, dude?
Jeff doesn't like this.
No,
what
it's good.
You
look at his face. I don't think Jeff likes change.
Dude.
I like it.
Can Ooh. I say my thing that I need to say?
Go towards the uncomfortable, Jeff.
All right, I'll come sit
Shout
next
out to
you.
A huge friend of the podcast.
No, don't,
Matt.
Don't.
Who called me a flower on Twitter today and implored Bobby to stop making fun of me.
I do want to say Norton, happy belated.
For that, I'm going to send you a koozie.
Did he call you a delicate flower?
Just a flower.
Was
which,
it
and which he knew because
no,
I'm strong.
Delicate.
I'm looking.
No, delicate.
I'm going to look up the exact text.
That's Jackie gives a shout out, gets it wrong.
So did he tweet at Could Be the Move?
You retweeted it.
At Bobby Dolan 3, tweet at Jackie what, like the flower she is, arguing with your friends over Twitter, hashtag CBTM, I'm a flower.
Hashtag
he knows,
CBTM.
He knows me. He knows that I'm not delicate. He knows I'm so strong, but I am a beautiful flower.
Hear
and
that,
for
people?
That, you get a koozie. The
hashtag.
First koozie, I've made an executive decision, goes to Matt Norton.
Wait, I thought BC was getting like 8 koozies.
Yeah, we need to start sending out some koozies.
Yeah, guess what? I bought those koozies with my own fucking money, and Bobby's holding them hostage in his apartment.
Yeah, they're hanging out on my dresser.
Nice.
Right by my Alex Ovechkin bobblehead doll.
Oh, you should toss that in the trash.
How am I doing? Yeah, right? Put it on the goddamn golf course. Fucking Ovi. All right, guys. Jeff McDonald is back in the house.
Konnichiwa.
That's right, because he went to Tokyo.
Yeah.
And Kyoto.
How was Tokyo? Is it a good time?
It is the best time.
The best?
What'd
the
you
best.
Do?
So Tokyo is all about like the nightlife, pretty much everything you see on TV, like lots of lights. It's like Times Square everywhere.
Kill Bill.
Mm-hmm. Like Kill Bill. Yeah. So just went out at night, walked around during the day, checked out some shrines and just people watched.
Did you buy a lot of like crazy shit?
I was surprised there were not a lot of crazy shit stores.
What?
There were a lot of stores you could buy like crappy stuff, but not like cool, you know, like
the, don't they have like a Pokemon store?
Yeah, so Akihabara is like the electronics, manga, anime area.
Damn.
Where you can like... They
Bob's
like,
intrigued. Look at that face.
I just thought yeah. it was funny. Don't they have a Pokemon store?
So you
I
know,
wasn't allowed to play with Pokemon.
The Pokemon store.
So they didn't have like a samurai store. I did get a really good kitchen knife.
You did?
How'd you bring that home?
Yeah, just put it in my check bag.
Interesting.
Yeah, and then went to Kyoto to get some culture and checked out a bunch of temples and shrines, and it was a good time.
What is
Took
the dress
train.
Code like there for males?
Like at night?
No, when you go to the shrine. Do you have to like wear
oh,
something
no,
special?
Oh, no, 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 no,
because if you're a girl, you have to cover your shoulders.
Really?
At most shrines.
No, no, no. This,
I don't know
the,
about these
are,
shrines.
No, because you don't go... The shrines are all very, like, a lot of pathways and just like a big building. You don't go in the shrine. Yeah. So no, it's just like, you know,
like in India, like you got
correct.
It. Yeah. Like
correct.
Shit like that. Israel.
No, you're not
Ooh,
allowed like
they'll,
to go
they'll
in,
hit you.
To go inside or take pictures.
I got very heavily chastised at the Western Wall in Israel for showing a tiny bit of shoulder.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You can't show your shoulder in front of God.
Nope.
Oh, wow.
You cannot.
That's pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Hey, so I heard Tokyo is like very safe. Did you feel safe?
It's unbelievably safe.
Hmm. In what way?
There's no crime. Like you
not can, 1 ounce of crime.
There's some, but it's not like you can walk around and without any fear of getting like mugged or shot.
What are their gun laws like?
And it'll very illegal. Guns are outlawed. Police don't carry guns.
Hmm.
Guns are illegal in the whole
Then
country.
Explain Kill Bill and Fast and the Furious.
So
there was
but so here's an example
there.
Of how like nice and trusting they are. So my
those
friend and
are, those
I
are fake.
My friend and I rent bicycles in Kyoto to ride around for the day. And so you fill out a little piece of paper. It's 1,000 yen, which is like $10 for the day. You fill out a piece of paper. Basically, like you sign it, you give them no like collateral, like no ID, nothing important.
So you could take the bike.
Correct. You give them the money, and they go, okay, here's a bike. Bring it back by 7 tonight. It's like, okay.
It's all about honor.
Holy shit.
Yeah, honesty and honor. It's like almost naive, but it's very nice. Like everyone's super sweet.
Oh, could you imagine?
I recommend going. Like highly recommend going.
Were they like, oh my god, you're American?
No, I mean, there's not a lot of English still there. Like yeah. English is pretty bad, but I think because they realize you're like guests in their country, they go out of their way to kind of be nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Alex, my buddy, we were at a ramen and sushi place, and my buddy asked if they have gyoza, Mm-hmm. And the chef thought that was the funniest shit he's ever heard. He just
why? Because that's so American.
And they don't have it on the menu. It's like, look at the menu. He just keeps laughing at him. He went in the back. He's like, gyoza. Dude, they'll chop your fucking hand off for that question. You bring great shame to my restaurant.
How was the ramen? Was it good?
Top shelf.
Yeah? Was it as good as that one over there?
Yeah. It was better. It was better than the one over there.
Jeff just had a look of exasperation on his face for that question.
Dude, I've been craving that goddamn spot.
I have no pity. You're the one who shoots me down on the ramen every week now.
Because I'm balling on Thursdays.
That's not my problem.
Is that true?
Yeah, dude. I'm Chef Curry with the pop. Boy! Yeah, speaking of Chef Curry, you think he gets
it done? Stop jiggling your legs. I don't like
it. What do you got on Thursdays?
Thank you.
What's up?
What do you got on Thursday?
Basketball.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This is Bobby's schedule. On Monday, he doesn't do anything.
Yeah, sometimes I go see an improv show.
Yeah. Nice. Tuesday, I also don't think you have something. You used to have a sport.
Tuesday, I have improv practice.
Yeah,
yes,
Tuesday
and.
You have improv. Wednesday, you have sketch. Thursday, you have the podcast and basketball. And Friday is Friday.
And Friday, I get fucked up.
Is Tuesday improv practice for West Side?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Monday's, all right. Monday's date night.
Monday is date night, yeah. I'll just go into West Side. I'm like, hey, yo, girl, PBR, $4, my tab, Bobby D. What's up, Red Flag Comedy? See me. All right, so you got the Wikipedia article, do you?
I do. I did a shorter one this week.
Okay. I can't wait.
So the last one was about the beat movement. That was kind of cool.
What was her name? Our girl?
We all forget her name.
There's no chance I got her name.
She lives in my heart.
I've been watching Game of Thrones the last 6 months, and I have no idea who any of their names are.
This is kind of Game of Thrones-ish.
Ooh.
So this is about
Lord Ned Stark.
Agnes of Baden.
Oh, shit.
Agnes of Baden.
The Countess of Holstein-Rensburg.
Oh, here. It's on.
So she was born March 25th, 1408.
Whoa.
She was a German noblewoman and the member of the House of Targaryen. Some German name, Zonringen.
Oh.
All right, so here we go.
Winterfell.
Here we go. Sorry. Pretty quickly. in February 1432, she was betrothed to Gerhard VII, who was the Count of Holstein-Rensburg.
What country are we in?
Germany.
Okay.
Her older brother, Jacob, was very anxious for this marriage because he wanted to obtain political advantages.
Jacob was the name in the 1400s.
Yeah, I was just about to say, why does he have such a fucking basic name? I mean,
and his brother, Hunter.
Jacob.
His other brother, Chad. His dad, Jimmy.
Mike.
Count Jaston.
We're having way too much fun with
that. All right. So the marriage was celebrated in Baden on June 2nd of that year. But Gerhard quickly returned to his domains in order to secure his frontiers without an official wedding night, meaning no banging. Officially, the marriage was consummated on October 5th, 1432.
Could you imagine having on Wikipedia the day that you have sex with your husband for the first time?
Correct.
That's a lot.
That means you're important.
Sorry, I interrupted
and
you.
And plus, that date was able to, like, I mean, this, we're talking 1400s. This was past.
Oh, there's probably
down
paintings.
Generation
there's
to generation.
Paintings of her getting a doggy style on her wedding night. All right. Oy. So remember that date, October 5, 1432.
Oh my God.
October 5, 1432.
Got
it.
So on January 15th, 1433, Agnes, who was now pregnant, fell down some stairs.
No. On purpose?
I don't know. The next day, she gave birth.
Such a cliched way to.
The
like,
next day,
fuck up your baby.
The next day, she gave birth to healthy twins, Henry and Catherine. This caused surprise and scandal erupted because it was clear the consummation of the marriage and the date of birth were too close to produce living children.
Totally.
Ooh.
Remember, consummated October,
yeah.
Healthy twins January.
Not okay.
Yep. To stop the increased rumors about his paternity in February, Gerhard declared in the courtyard of the castle in front of his knights that he secretly slept with Agnes before the wedding.
Yes. Could you imagine having to go outside your house?
But that she was a virgin, therefore the children were his, and his son Henry was capable of inheriting his possessions.
But could you imagine having to go outside your house and shout to everyone, I had sex with that woman?
Well, not just outside your house, because keep listening.
Whoa.
Then in Schleswig Cathedral, and in a state
assembly. A plus pronunciation.
And in a state, I did a Google Translate.
Yes, God.
Nice.
And in a state assembly before the clergy and nobility, he reaffirmed his word, which was further confirmed by court ladies, doctors, and midwives. Ultimately, the matter was settled by the bishops of Lübeck and Schleswig. The count's brother, Adolphus VIII, supported his declaration.
Okay.
That's a good 1400s name right there. Adolphus.
People were there when they fucked.
The scandal received the name the Twin Disaster of Gottorf.
Oh, wow.
But all was not well. Gerhard VII suffered from a lung disease. And him and Agnes traveled to a spa in her native Baden to kind of cure it. However, during the trip, he got worse and worse. They decided to return. Gerhard died during the return journey.
Wow.
All right, so.
So did Henry take the throne?
So now, Agnes is back in Hamburg, right? She receives unexpected news. Her brother-in-law, Adolphus VIII, refused her entry to Holstein, kidnapped her children, and denied her rights as a widow because her dowry was never paid and the scandal of the paternity.
Oh, my God.
So without options, she was forced to return to Baden. She never saw her children again. Henry drowned, and Catherine entered into the Prietz Priory as a nun. Both children are assumed to have been murdered.
Whoa.
What the fuck?
So at first, her brother Jacob, your boy Jake,
what's up,
strongly supported her rights. However, on June 2nd, 1436, she was secretly betrothed and married with Hans van Hooven, a former admirer. Jacob, who was aspiring for political reasons, was negotiating a new marriage for her sister with one of the sons of a duke in some other place, was pissed. By order of her brother, in 1437, Agnes was imprisoned for life in Ebersteinburg Castle, where she died blind during the first weeks of 1473.
Literally, the moral of the story is don't be born a woman in the 1400s.
Or really up until fairly recently.
I was going to say that, but I didn't know if I wanted to get that controversial.
Yeah. No, she was great. She was a countess. She has some kids. Her problem was she was a horn dog. Banged too early.
But that shouldn't be any woman's problem.
No, I'm not saying that was her problem. Correct.
That's pretty crazy, man.
Yeah.
I wonder who pushed her down the stairs. Because that clearly happened.
You think it was on purpose?
I mean, come on, dude. If she you're pregnant and you're walking down the stairs, you're going to be
extra
holding that.
Careful.
You're going to be holding that. Yeah, exactly.
Holding that what?
Yeah, whatever, the fucking handrail.
I think these castles had handrails.
You never know, man.
Ah, come on,
yeah,
dude.
Have you ever been to a castle?
No, I've never been to it. Let me try to think. Let me give this a really hard.
I don't think I've been to a castle.
Really? So, like.
I don't think I've been to a
castle. The Blarney Castle in Ireland, like, the staircases are so narrow and scary.
I've been in one of those, you know, spiraling cases. Those staircases. Those things are sweet.
Yeah, I think
so. But in a castle, Y-R-N. I've been in a castle.
Yeah, it's very similar. If you go to, like, the Duomo in Florence.
Yeah.
It's very similar. Like, very narrow, spiral
staircase.
Well,
people were shorter. And, like, the doorways are smaller. And like,
oh, trust me. I was just in Japan. I know all about littler people than me. It was heads up the entire fucking time.
Yeah, you probably really stuck out.
Bang my head on the subway.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm just standing there with handrails, like, dang off my forehead. It's like, this is not going well.
That's pretty funny.
But how about this guy who was so busy. They got married June 2nd. He's like, I got to get out of here. They banged in October.
Yeah, that's a sad marriage.
4 months. She's like, I got shit to take care of.
You know what? Someone sent me this video the other day. Have you heard of this? It was like a very viral video in 2008 of this woman. She's a playwright. I forgot her name. Just like going off because she married this old guy, obviously because she wanted his money. And she makes all these comments about how they never fucked because he said he had a heart condition.
Mm-hmm.
If I married a guy, even if he was like super old, like guys want to fuck. Like, something's going on if your husband won't fuck
you. But what
you.
If you...
Yeah, but she could at least, like, blow him or something. She could do something.
Yeah, he didn't want that.
He didn't want
it. So then she found, like, he had all these porn magazines and, like, Viagra and condoms. And she's like, fuck you. She made this YouTube video.
Oh,
like,
wow.
Like that.
Nice.
He's like, you didn't want to fuck me. Now you're trying to divorce me. Fuck this.
How old was
and
he?
And then she got into big trouble and she did not win the case. Spoiler alert.
Was she a babe?
Oh, she was probably in her 40s. I think that Bob would do her.
And how old was this guy?
I don't know.
Okay. I kind of respect that. Get yourself some porn. Nice little masturbation.
Tell your wife that you can't fuck.
I mean, obviously there's something wrong with this lady.
Look.
In the way she has sex.
I kind of buy it.
They never had sex.
No,
though.
No. If he's got a real heart condition. Yeah.
But I don't think he did,
No one's going to give a heart attack, you know, jacking off.
Is that not how it works?
They must have had the worst sex of all time. If that
they
guy's
didn't
passing
have
it up.
Sex.
Yeah, but I'm sure they've probably had sex once or twice.
She said they did not have sex one time.
Not one time.
Not one time.
Okay, so I missed the whole story again. Okay, so.
No, that's impossible.
They said that they did not have sex one time. I will send you the YouTube video when this is done.
All right, well then, I don't know. Maybe the guy just was scared of vaginas.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe he's gay.
Maybe he's gay.
There's probably something. Yeah, maybe he is gay. What kind of porn, though?
She didn't mention.
Oh.
Which makes me think it's straight, because obviously when people are like, they don't think, like, oh, it's gay porn. It's like, oh, it's just straight.
He was probably banging some other broad, too.
Totally. Yeah, but like, sure. Why did he marry this girl if he had all this money he was trying to protect?
Because he probably got herpes and didn't want to give it to her.
She's got a great personality.
It doesn't sound like it.
I mean,
maybe she's a good cook.
I would never break up with a guy like in an outlandish way like that. Like, she made this YouTube video, and on the YouTube video, she calls him and is like, I need to talk to you. And he's like, I'm on a conference call. So she calls his secretary and is like, hey, you need to put me through because I'm making a YouTube video about all the condoms and Viagra and porn I found, to the secretary.
Jeez.
I just don't have the balls to do
all
something
right, so
like that.
So actually, I'm glad you brought this up, because my question to you is, what's the best way to break up with like a female? How would you like to be broken up with? You know what I'm saying? Like, what is a fair way?
Jackie, how would you like to be broken up?
You know
with?
What I'm saying? Like, what's
I
a
mean,
good...
just honestly,
I mean,
you're
a flower. We'd like to know.
I am a flower.
Very delicate flower.
None of that, like, it's not you, it's me.
All right, so
none
this is...
That.
I'm talking before all this. Like, this is a nice dinner, a little lunch, a little coffee.
No, this is you go, the breaker-upper.
Okay.
Goes to the girl's
house. So we're
house,
breaking up. Okay.
So you can
So I come
leave,
over to your place.
So you can fucking bounce.
So I can bounce.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you come. So we're breaking up.
Got it.
You come here.
I call you. I say, hey, I'm going to come over.
Yeah. You don't say, can I? You say, I'm going to come over.
Okay. Watch The Bachelorette.
No. Don't make a plan.
Okay.
So she's like, I'm going to come over. Okay. So you walk in the door and you're like, hey, I just really need to talk to you.
She answers the door like in lingerie.
And Bobby's like, I changed my mind.
And then I wait till the next time. Okay.
Yeah. You wait till Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
so
that is my move.
That's your move.
Yeah. Oh, that's
your move?
We gotta move on. We gotta move
no,
on. We gotta move on.
No,
we gotta move on.
Okay, we're gonna talk about this off mic. Anyway, so the way I would like to be broken up with is in a very honest way, which is like, you know what, Jackie? We tried. I don't think this is working. If you want to be my friend, you can tell me that. If you don't say
so
that.
I
don't
say,
don't do the friend thing.
It's kind of
such
nice.
A cop out.
Obviously, it's a cop out, but it's like kind of a nice consolation.
Let's break up.
You
right
don't
now.
Want a consolation.
Obviously not. Well, how long have we been together?
Let's break up right
how
now.
How long have we been together? Are we seeing each other or are we in a relationship?
I'm turning my mic off.
2 years.
I want to see a breakup.
Actually,
2 years. All right. Oh, this is different.
Okay, so we're breaking up now.
We've been together for 2 years?
We've been together for 2 years.
Okay, walk through the door.
Are you're not living together though?
Apparently not. Because you came to my apartment.
So it's not too serious then.
All right, this is...
No, it's like, here's the thing. The next step would either be we moved in together or we broke up.
Okay, so that's important for this
yeah,
conversation.
Yeah, we're at
all
this.
Right, so I want to set up a scene here. Okay, let's say I'm wearing a Bluetooth earpiece.
No,
okay.
No, why would you be wearing that?
No, so Jeff,
because,
so Jeff
because,
can
so Jeff
call
can,
in.
So Jeff, you can give me
you're
ear
getting
my ear.
In, you're getting involved in this improv exercise.
Okay.
Oh, am I? I'm breaking up with her. You're just saying
no.
The words?
You're in my you're my offensive coordinator right now.
Right, but essentially, I'm telling you how to break up with her.
Only if he needs help.
Okay,
exactly.
Got
you'll
it.
Chime
got
in.
Okay.
Okay. So, I knock on the door.
It's open.
Hey,
what's,
babe.
What's she wearing?
I'm
no.
Gosh.
I'm asking Bobby's Bluetooth.
Oh, well, okay. He's
she's good. She's got her sweatpants on.
Nice. Perfect.
I'm just gonna go make myself a nice drink.
Okay, I'll be here.
She's got her ponytail. Ugh. And her sweatpants, and she's got her little Blue's Clues flip flops on.
I'm so glad we're doing this.
Yeah, me too. Okay, I'm gonna make myself a nice little stiff drink. Honey, you want some wine?
No, I think I'm okay. It was like a rough day. I think I'm just gonna go to bed.
Here she comes. Gonna go to bed?
Yeah, you know, like within the next 20 minutes, like after this episode of Girls.
Well, why don't we watch a quick little episode of High Maintenance? Those are quick, 15 minutes.
Yeah, but like I've seen them.
Well, they're always fun to watch the second act. Come on. I'm not going to take no for an answer. I had a tough day, too. And you always cheer me up.
Okay, fine.
Ugh, she has no spine.
Yeah, that was pretty easy to convince her.
She's...
I think this breakup's going to be a lot easier.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
Hey, so, well, here's your wine.
I told you I didn't want any.
Oh. Oh.
You weren't listening?
Oh, God. Here we go. Do it.
I think we should see other people.
Oh. Nice, smooth.
What?
I think you and I should see other people.
There you go. But explain why. Explain why. Explain
but
why.
like, why would why would you why would you do that? Why would you say that right now?
Tell her why. Dude, stop.
Bobby, why would you say something like that?
I just think,
dude. Are you watching TV while you're doing this? Because you should.
Jeff, I'm trying to talk.
You should look at her. Don't watch TV and do this. Look
I'm
at her.
I'm looking at her. Okay, I'm in the middle.
Bobby, why are you taking so long to respond to me?
Turn the TV off.
TV's off. Because I loved you, and this hurts me too.
Oh God.
Oh, so good.
No.
I think that was kind of a cop outy answer.
Well, if the truth is a cop. Out thing, then I'm sorry.
Are you seeing someone else?
Yes. No.
Are you seeing someone else?
Be honest. Be honest.
No.
Is that true?
You're seeing that girl from work. I know you.
No.
Yes.
I'm trying to see her. Was that too honest?
No, no, because that's believable. Because you're not gonna smash her.
You think I'm gonna smash her? Oh, there.
Bobby, I told you that if you were gonna cheat on me, that you should just tell me first.
I didn't cheat on you. I was trying.
But it's emotionally, Bobby. You emotionally cheated on me.
But I didn't cheat. I was trying to cheat, and I think that
you should go.
Yeah, you go. Perfect. Go. Get out.
Should I go?
Yeah,
go.
Yeah, you go.
I think you should leave.
You should go.
Okay.
No, she said it.
Should I go? I don't want to go. Hey, if I don't end up hooking up with the girl from work,
ooh, yeah.
Can I come back? And
no, leave. Fucking leave now.
No, let's take a break.
Take a break. Hey, on second thought, maybe we just need time.
No, I'm done with you. I told you I was. I'm sitting here on my own couch in my Blue's Clues flip-flops crying.
Give her the wine.
You broke up with me and you want to get on a break?
Give her the wine.
That's why I brought the... Wine.
I already told you that I didn't want it. You'd never listen to me. I feel like we have this discussion once a week that you don't listen.
Just break up with her. This is bad.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go.
Yeah, you should go.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Hey,
bye.
Can I swoop in?
Well, how about this? If I don't bang the girlfriend, then you can swoop in.
Wait, okay? if you don't?
If I don't bang. If I
Why
do
are
bang.
You still standing here and pointing to the wall? I asked you to go.
Yeah, we'll talk about it outside.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
See ya.
All right, nice.
Bye, babe. Bye.
Don't call me that.
So that's...
And scene.
So what do you think? Scale
that
of 1 to 10,
very
how
badly.
Was that?
I would say
that was
negative
a
half.
That was a terrible breakup.
That was very bad.
You got to have...
You need to have a plan.
Yeah,
you clearly have a plan.
You gotta have conviction.
Now it should be Jeff, and you should be in Jeff's ear.
So you're saying I shouldn't have brought up the girl from work?
Absolutely
when
not.
I'm breaking up with a girl?
No.
No, you don't.
Imagine if a guy did that.
You don't want all
just bold strategy.
I'm gonna try to bang a girl from work, so we have to break up.
It's so awesome.
Yeah.
But Jeff, how do you break up?
Yeah, it's just like. You don't parade around it.
I feel like Bobby is a ghoster.
No.
I feel like Bobby ghosts girls.
That's the worst.
I feel like you are like the 3-day ghoster.
No, I don't ghost girls.
Okay.
I've been ghosted.
I've been ghosted plenty of times.
Really?
Yeah.
Plenty of times.
Well, I mean a handful.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Did one like really hurt your feelings? You're like, oh.
Yeah, of course. Because like, I'll talk to you tomorrow. It's like, okay. And then just. Never hear from him again. It's like
how many texts before you're like, all right, this is a ghost situation.
Two.
Yeah, two.
You can't get too desperate.
Two, because like one, it's like
not that I would know. No one's ever ghosted this flower.
But it's two. it's two.
Two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the second text is not like, hey, did you get my first text? It's just it's an unrelated. Yeah.
Oh, that's desperate.
It's like an unrelated. A few days later,
I got ghosted one time, and I was so taken back. I'm like, no. I was supposed to ghost. I was supposed to ghost. And she ghosted me.
Wow.
That's so upsetting.
It was.
I feel like that was a really cathartic experience getting broken up with by Bobby.
Really? Because he was terrible
at it.
He was so bad at it.
If I'm really breaking up, I am pretty bad at breaking up with people.
I just feel like you don't like confrontation.
I hate it. I'll dance around it. Are you trying to say something? Yeah, I've always, this is the best part in a relationship because I've gone through this a couple times where you're like so sick of the girl and you're like, yo, I just,
pause.
You're like, yo,
I've gone through this a couple times when you're so sick of the girl.
And you're just like, yo, just please cheat on me.
Oh my God, you are so pathetic.
You've never had that thought cross your mind?
No.
Come
on. I will end it before it gets there.
Come on.
I will end it before it gets there.
Oh my gosh. I know there's people out there that.
Of course there are. People that have no emotional capability like you.
Oh, get out of
here. Both people are just waiting for the one person to dump them. It's like,
no, that's rough.
But yeah, you've never had that thought? Come on, Jeff. You're like, yeah, if they cheat on me, yeah, I want to be the worst thing in the world. Come out smelling like roses.
Oh, because then you're like, oh, yeah, yeah.
Because you can run that game, too.
No, I usually don't have that thought, because I'd rather just break up with
you
them.
You never thought about that? That's never ran through
like,
your
I
head?
Like, I hope they cheat on me?
Well, yeah, it's Bobby, like, I mean, only you are the sicko at this podcast who thinks that way.
I understand why the reason it would be, because it's like, then you're the hero.
Then you come out, so you play that game.
And then
you don't
and you don't have to do any work. You get to pretend to be like offended.
I kind of like that.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, you cheated on me. What? And then all of a sudden her friends are like, oh, wow, how could you do that to him? He's so sweet. Maybe you scoop up one of her friends.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, maybe you get a
makeup sex out of it.
Yeah,
you get like one makeup bang.
You get one, and then you're like, I can't do this anymore.
It's like, wait,
I can't. Wait,
should I wear a condom for this? Just really turn that knife.
You never had that thought though, huh? Like, oh, if she cheated on me, it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. I mean, it'd probably be a hard shot to the ego, or whatever.
But at that point, I'm assuming you're checked out at that point.
Yeah, but still, I mean, when you get cheated on, that's got to be like a fucking shot. Like, I've never knowingly been cheated on, and I think the
issue with that is like, if she does it, then you're like, okay, I'm done. Like, okay, now I've reason to break up. Like, I was looking for that. I'm the good guy, but I think you're gonna start thinking it's like, whoa, was she like cheating when I actually cared too? Like,
Bobby doesn't have emotions, so that's okay.
Well, I'm saying that. I'm not saying it's a thought. I'm saying it's a thought, not an emotion. But it'd be like a thought that has to cross your head.
I'm talking about the caring,
Jackie. I'm very sensitive.
Oh yeah,
I'm very caring.
Yeah.
Yes, Jackie.
Bobby's been peak bully to me this week. Bobby's been physically bullying me.
Dude, he punched you.
You kicked me when I was taking a nap.
I kicked you once out of this whole week of physical abuse that I've gotten from you.
Kicked me.
I
nap
tapped
at
his
work.
The bottom of his
That's
shoe
cool.
with my shoe.
Right?
Yeah, when someone's sleeping, you don't mess
taking
with them.
A
you
nap.
Weren't sleeping.
I was sleeping.
You were not sleeping.
I was in a light sleep.
You weren't out.
It was a slight sleep meditation.
No one can fall asleep in 15 minutes under their desk.
Why? Are you kidding me?
Thank you, Jeff.
Who can fall asleep in that amount of time?
I'll fall asleep in 5 minutes.
On the ground?
You give me a pillow
work.
Anywhere.
If I'm tired, forget about it.
Every Wednesday's 3 to 3:15, we have nap time.
I almost fell asleep in a meeting the other day, sitting up.
Yeah, you give me a busy intersection, I'll just take a quick snooze. Boom, right there on the sidewalk. Boom.
Do you know what I had to do yesterday? I had to yell into someone's open window because they almost killed me with their vehicle.
Whoa.
I've never done that before.
You didn't have to.
No, I had to.
What'd you say?
So I was on Washington. They made a right out onto Washington. I was in the left lane.
Uh-huh.
They immediately went across all lanes of traffic to the left lane in front of me. And very nearly almost killed me. I had to swerve into the other lane.
Whoa.
And their window was open and my window was open. And I stopped next to their car and I went, what the fuck are you thinking? And then I drove away.
Wow, Jackie.
I've never done that before.
You don't get bad road rage, do you?
No.
I'm a firm believer that like punching should be legal if it's used as a way of telling someone like, hey, wake the fuck up, like there's other people here.
Yeah, you almost killed me.
Like, for example, the people who would go to Costco and just stop their cart in the middle of the aisle.
Oh,
I feel like you get such Costco rage.
I get inconsiderate people rage. Like, you should be allowed to like cold cock them and be like, hey, fuckface, there's other people in this store. I don't know if you knew that. Or like, hey, guy on the subway that's like playing his music, did you look around and see people here?
Hate that.
So
if you play your music out loud on your phone, fuck you.
Yeah.
Put some fucking headphones
Guess what?
In.
Tokyo, dead silent.
Oh, God, of course. It's so awesome.
It was. You could have eaten off the floor. It was so nice.
I love that
silence
so much.
And cleanliness now we're at?
You know what kills me?
It was so nice.
He said it was so silent and that you could
have
eaten off the floor.
Coughing kills me, dude.
Why?
If someone coughs and doesn't cover their mouth like in public, I fucking die inside.
Who does that?
You ever just been like in Trader Joe's or something like that and you're just walking around and some fucking guy go,
yeah, but
like right in your mix and you're like, buddy, you need a fucking
Yeah, but Bobby,
chill.
You're sneezing into your hand and then feeling up fruit.
I don't
Very
sneeze
good
in my
point.
Hand.
Yes,
I go,
you do.
I go under
I
my
see
shirt.
You do it.
I go under my shirt.
I see you do it.
I go under my shirt and that's it.
I literally sit 7 feet away from
you. I don't
at
cough
all times.
With my fucking mouth open to my left. If I cough like this and somebody's walking this way, that means I'll have to cough on somebody. Fucking kills me, dude. Every time it happens, just a part of me just dies.
Once I coughed into a stranger's mouth.
That's hot.
That's awful. That's really awful.
And then I never didn't cover my cough again.
Jeez, dude.
That was a very interesting moment that me and that guy shared.
Bob, did you have a bit you wanted to bring?
Yeah, I was actually just about to.
I think it's a nice segue.
Yeah, I was just about to talk about that. Let's have some fun here.
Am I involved in this?
Yeah. All right, so this is going to be. This is either going to be really funny or really stupid. All
right, we got a half hour.
And I'm excited to see how it works out. All right? So I'm not sure if you guys are Radiohead fans, but Radiohead just came out with their new album and it's called A Moon-Shaped Pool. I gave it a listen. First time, I fell asleep and I was like, I don't really like it. Second time, I listened to it and I was driving down to San Diego.
Are we going
to
listen to the whole album right now?
No.
No.
But we're going to listen to one of the songs that gave me really bad anxiety when I was driving. So I was driving and I'm like, fuck, why am I... Oh my God, this song is making me sort of geek out right now. Like, I was like, it's pitch black. I was driving, whatever. And yeah, it just got to me. So I'm like, you know what? I had to cheer myself up with like positive thoughts. So
why did you just change the song?
Because, Jackie, I will never disrespect Radiohead like that. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, Jackie, he's introducing a bit. All right, let him.
This is Radiohead. You hit skip on Radiohead albums?
So, I mean, for your mental health, sometimes you got to.
Jeez. Respect the art, Jackie. It's an album. This isn't like Britney Spears where there's just a bunch of singles.
Okay, that was like a direct read at me because I sent Bobby a Britney Spears song today.
The worst song of her.
Check out Jackie looking at her snaps.
I just stopped.
All right. So. All right. I'm just going to play this song and let's say some happy things over it. Okay?
This is your bit?
Yeah. Try to say something really happy and have a nice, happy conversation. Wait, it's not playing.
Are we having a conversation or are we just saying sentences? Oh, I get it. I get what you're saying. This is totally anxiety-producing.
Just like...
Jeff, just embrace the bit.
Is this scaring you yet?
No, I'm embracing it.
Okay.
When are we going to start saying happy things?
Just feel it.
Bobby's in charge of this bit.
Baby giggles.
Hey, Mr. Jones, how you doing? It's good to see you.
Oh, I thought we were gonna name happy things. We're like doing, like, we're just like doing happy conversation.
Oh, I'm so distracted. Ugh. Today I found $10 on the ground.
I like when a baby just looks at you and laughs.
My favorite thing is when you can smell that it's turned from spring to summer in the air.
I like snow cones a lot. Snow cones, at the end when there's like that juice there and stuff. Oh my God, that makes me feel so good about myself.
Oh.
I also like when it's a really nice day and you can hear kids play baseball and you can hear like the metal bats ping. That really gets me happy. It gets me happy. It puts me in a good place. Also, day drinking. Just anytime I'm day drinking.
Also, really cold water.
Like, when it's really cold, and like, you pour water in the ice and the ice cracks, that makes me feel good.
You out of happy things, Jeff?
Isn't that just like such a creepy song?
Jeff didn't like that bit.
That's a good song.
You didn't like the bit.
No, I did like it. I enjoyed it.
Why didn't you participate?
I liked the bit. That's fine. Hey,
I didn't really understand it.
I don't know. I'm just trying to...
We were just trying to improv. Okay?
We were supposed to be... No, this is a good bit. I like the song.
The song's fucking great. Are you kidding me?
No, I said I like
it. Dude, I was driving and I was like geeking out. I was like, oh shit, okay, but relax.
Yeah, it reminds... It's like your True Detective like music.
Dude. Season 2?
No, season 2 didn't exist. Like season 1 or like...
True Detective season 2? That season sucked. Did you watch that?
Yeah, so I said it didn't exist in my mind.
It was fucking atrocious. Oh, gosh. All right.
What an exercise.
Now I'm going to follow it up. I'm going to follow it up with a happy song, and we can talk
about and we say bad things? Do we say bad things?
Yeah, let's do that.
Are you going to participate this time, Jeff?
Fuck yeah, bad things. All right,
let me try to find a happy song, a really happy song. All right, Bobby D. What the fuck you got? I was going to pull up the script of Hakuna Matata, and I was going to try to say that. Hakuna Matata! What a wonderful phrase!
What about, like, Barbie Girl?
I don't know if that's happy.
You think I have that song on my iTunes?
I 100% have that song on my iTunes.
You have the Aquabats, dude. Get out of here.
The Aquabats?
Aqua and Aquabats are different.
Big time different.
Yeah, Aqua.
Yo, I saw Aquabats in concert one time.
Yeah, they're fucking killer.
They actually fucking killed it.
Yeah,
there
they
was
can
real
fucking
big fish.
Really jam.
There was guys that were just all about the Aquabats.
Were they wearing like those jumpsuits that they wear?
Yeah.
Aquabats rock.
Did you do some skanking?
Dude, when Real Big Fish got on stage, first off, I was smashed out of my mind. And my buddy almost got in a fight. He was fucking wasted out of his mind, too. And Gavin was there.
Wayward Sons are playing Saturday in Hermosa.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
All right, sorry, guys. I got to focus here.
He has to focus.
The focus for a happy song.
What else could you tell me that's new, Jeff?
A fucking happy song, kid.
I'll be hearing back on the job front in a couple weeks here.
Oh, she's new.
Ooh.
That's exciting.
Yeah, so maybe moving to Seattle. Be pretty
Dang.
Dope.
We're
going
to have to get you called in remotely.
Yeah, I could do it like on my drive home.
Oh, cute.
I have Bluetooth in my car. No big deal.
You know this song? You know the song, Jackie?
Yeah. If all of you... This song is so sad.
It is very sad, but
the
like people don't know.
Sad,
it's
yeah.
like almost like Foster the People with Pumped Up Kicks. Uh-huh. You're like, wait, this is about a school shooting?
A lot of their... That's what it's about?
Yeah.
Pumped Up Kicks? Are you serious?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, should we talk about school shootings during this very happy
This is such a happy
song?
The bassist went to my high school.
Really?
Cubby? Foster the People?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Foster the Kicks?
He's a cool guy.
I liked high school, but there's also a lot of things that I hated in high school.
Well, in 5 years' time, we could be walking around the zoo.
Knowing the Well?
I love Know the Well. Me and you.
So I'd say people coughing. You just want to sing the whole time? Jackie, just take over.
Oh, so bad things. Jackie's singing.
Jackie's singing too long. She yeah. always does
Jackie
that.
Jackie sings too long.
There's always like this time when I'm like, all right, maybe you should stop now, but she keeps going. I'm like, all right, maybe you should. Damn it! But hey, that's her joy, I guess. But you
Thank
know what?
You.
Fuck her joy.
That's right.
Fuck her joy. And fuck that. You ever just like walk past a table of people just like having a good time and like drinking coffee and you're just like, fuck that.
Every
you know?
Day. Every day. How dare you?
People be like, haha, look at me. I'm laughing at a stupid joke.
Yeah. How dare you enjoy your friends in front of me?
I fucking hate that shit.
You know what
shit.
Else I hate? People who let their dogs poop on the sidewalk.
Well, of
that's
course.
That's pretty fucking awful.
I can't stand... Homeless people, like, it's the worst when I'm at a stoplight and the homeless guy's right there, right next to me with a sign. It's like, fuck.
Dude. You know
like,
what? I will be completely honest with you. Today,
I
was going to take a U-turn, but there was two fucking homeless
yep.
guys and they
nope.
were really jacked up.
Nope. Go the
I
right.
went to the next one. Yep. I'm not going to fucking deal
no,
with this
no
shit.
Way.
Wow.
No way.
There was two of them and they were being all fucking aggressive. I'm like, I can't do this. I can't
aggressive
do this.
They, with the money asking?
No. Yeah, just all fucking
or
really mixed.
They
dude.
Do like, they cross the street as the light changes so they can get like they can maximize their area.
Oh, I'm like pretty clueless.
And plus one of the homeless people looked like she had it going on. Like she was dressed in some really nice
Dude,
stuff.
I saw
like,
guys like
what's going on?
You're like he was like, I don't know, 18 is like, all right, first of all, you look like you're in good shape. Like your shoes are nice. Go get a, like a job. Like you don't
Yeah. Here get a fucking resume, buddy.
Yeah.
Go into FedEx and print out a goddamn piece of paper and get yeah. yourself a fucking job.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Jeez, wow.
I'm not feeling as negative as I thought I would.
Dude, Knowing the Whale really just brought it
What's
out
What's the
of
other
me.
One? Two Atoms in a Molecule. Very sad. Oh, that's...
A Knowing the Whale song?
Yeah,
I only know one Knowing the Whale song.
Okay, I'll send you this other one tomorrow.
Is it good?
It's called Two Atoms in a Molecule, and it's also has that like happy vibe, but it's about like falling out of love with someone.
Hmm.
It's very sad.
Oh, you mean like hoping to cheat on you?
Maybe.
Oh, gosh.
Sounds like Bobby's theme song.
I remember that. I remember...
Jackie, do you want to dump Bobby
I would
today?
Love to.
Okay.
Are you going to be in my ear?
Yeah, but it's going to be all for naught because you're going to not listen to anything I say.
Of
I'm
course.
Telling you right now, you want to be honest with you? If a girl, I've never been dumped before.
You told me that.
But I've been ghosted, okay? But if a girl ever tried to dump
yeah,
me.
Yeah, okay.
No, I would give her. I would not give her the satisfaction of showing my emotions. I would just be completely just like.
Yeah, this okay. is how it would go. Okay, ready?
All right. I'm back.
Hey, how was your day?
What's he wearing?
It's good.
He's wearing jeans and a t-shirt.
Let me guess. Are they Paige jeans?
Yeah.
That's the only jeans he owns.
I know. Okay, so I like really would like to cut to the chase. You know, like not draw this out any longer than it has to be drawn. But like,
Are you breaking up with me right now?
Whoa.
Why didn't you just like let me finish my sentence?
Because you walked in and you said cut to the chase. I don't know what's going on here.
This is why we're dumping him. He's an asshole.
He's the worst. Can I just finish my sentence though?
Well, you want to like sit down?
Yeah.
All right, well then sit down. You want some wine or something like that?
No, I think we should just talk.
All right, well I'm gonna get a nice little drink because I'm about to get broken up with.
Okay.
Let me snag a beer real quick. You sure you don't want a beer?
Yeah, I'm great. He's like making me wait, dude.
All right.
He always makes me wait.
Oh, I'm gonna snag a beer real quick.
You know what?
All right, well this is game five.
Let's do this. Don't break up with him because he thinks you're gonna break up with him.
Oh,
so
that's
don't.
A really good point.
Yeah.
So okay. This is game five. I'm gonna watch the game.
So, okay, like I just don't, that's totally fine. Mm-hmm. I don't have that much to say. I was just like going to let you know that my parents are going to Mexico in 2 months and they asked me if you wanted to come with the family.
Nice.
Come with the family?
Yeah.
When is it again?
In 2 months.
2 months. Like what, you know, what days?
Like the second weekend in July.
Oh shit, I think he might dump you.
I didn't plan for this.
I think he's going to dump you.
Wait, is it, so Sunday's one of the days, right? I got kickball, I can't make it.
So you're not going to come to Mexico because you have a fucking kickball game?
I think playoffs are right around there, so I can't make it.
With my family?
Playoffs, did you just
Dude,
hear what
I
said?
What am I going to do? I fucking tried.
What did you ever see in him?
I don't know, man. I need to do it, I can't.
Here's what you do. Tell him to go to the bathroom.
Russell Westbrook is so goddamn good.
You got to ghost him.
Okay. I'll be right back.
Where are you going?
Just the bathroom.
All right. Well, there's no toilet paper.
Oh, so go to the store and get toilet
paper. Yeah, that's perfect. I'll go.
We got Charlie. I got some wipes, though.
No, you can't, like, if you have a vagina.
I got butt wipes. They're good.
No, but if you pee, it's not the same.
Oh, just
be
pee,
right back.
Stand up over the toilet
I'll
and shake
pee,
it out.
I'll be right back, okay?
Does he know how vagina works?
No, he doesn't. Okay. For 2 years, I've been telling you he doesn't know how to vagina works.
Hey, can you get some more Bud Light when you're at the
7-Eleven?
Yeah, totally. Okay, so go.
Hey, there's the 7-Eleven toilet paper, but there's also, like, the Charmin. Can you get the Charmin, please?
Yeah, I'll do the nice one.
Okay.
So just, you're ready, and you're off. Ghost him. Perfect.
Okay. And a beef taco burrito.
Yeah, okay,
beef,
cool.
Sorry,
okay.
Taquito.
Yeah. See you in 10 minutes.
Bye.
Bye.
Cool.
Broken up with.
He's got dumped.
that would
was,
be a better
that
way
That was
to
a
go.
Collab. That was a Jackie Jeff collab.
But then I texted him. I'd be like, hey, like, and then you just ghost.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I changed my number.
How about that?
Because you're a dick.
But then I would just show up to your place, you know?
I would move.
Just show up at your place.
You would never.
Hey,
how long were we dated?
Hey, do you have my Bud
Lights? 2 years. Is this not like the same situation as before?
Yeah, but I feel like I would show up, be like, hey, like, is your phone dead? I was worried about you.
Oh.
Okay, but you're worried about me and you don't want to come to Mexico with my parents?
I kickball. I just was worried.
That's literally the worst excuse in history and you know that.
I was worried about you, so I'll just show up to your place.
I don't know. I just get weird sometimes when it, like, family stuff.
No, you know what? No. I don't think this is working.
All right.
Wait, are you guys still breaking up right now?
Yeah, I think we're breaking up.
Oh, still.
This is it. Yeah.
It's still happening.
Oh, he showed up to your place.
Yeah, and I'm breaking up
got
with
it.
Him.
Okay, now got it.
Because it's like, I tried to ghost, didn't work.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he's clingy.
Even though I'm giving you, like, a very, you know, stone-cold stare, I feel like deep down inside, I'm broken.
That's great. I think you should get off my porch.
How do we make it to the porch?
Because you came to my house and I didn't let you inside.
Oh, I was thinking deck. Sorry.
Yeah, put your boombox down.
Oh, man. Yeah, man.
If I could have the foresight to, like, not let a guy into my house when he's going to dump me and make him dump me on the porch, oh, that'd be good. Zinger.
But what if I gave you, like, one of those?
And then you throw all his shit out?
Yes.
Oh, no, that's not fun.
I would never do. I'm not that kind of girl.
No, that's just only in movies and TV shows.
Yeah. Like, but then oh, no, I know someone who's done that in real life.
Really? Like, the guy shows up and it's all his
stuff.
No,
I know. Well, it was in college, so she put all of his belongings on the lawn of his fraternity house like 10 minutes before the sprinklers went off.
Oh,
she ruined everything
move.
He owned.
That's such
Why?
A bitch move.
She know this girl's crazy.
Yeah, clearly.
That's awful. But what if I was, like, outside your door and I was just, like, doing the... But Jackie, goddamn it, I know you're in there. And then outside your window.
I'm sorry.
Then you poke your head out.
Like, get the fuck away from me.
I go, but you're my lady.
Dun, 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 dun.
I'm your man. Jackie, I don't care if your neighbors are looking at me, and I don't care if I'm making a scene. I love you. You're telling me you want to come down?
Wait, hold on. Is this the same guy you just were? Who
yeah,
were like
same
trying...
guy. Same guy who...
See, I just said that,
this,
like...
This person's a bipolar psycho.
Yeah, I
totally.
Said...
I don't need to be with him.
No. I said on the outside that, like, yes, I'm definitely trying to keep it together, but on the inside, I'm dying. And that's...
This kid can't come to Mexico.
That's not a good look, no.
No? Come on, no. Everyone's like that.
There's no way this kid even has a passport.
Dude, athletes are like that. They're like, they seem very calm, cool, and collected, but on the inside, they're freaking the fuck out,
no,
dude.
Sometimes you have to freak out
That'd
on the
be
outside,
like me.
Bobby. That's kind of part of adulthood, is learning to freak out on the outside.
So then are you hoping that you've been a dick boyfriend the whole time with no emotions, and then you show her some emotions, and she's like, oh, beneath all that, he's actually a good guy?
But it sounds like he doesn't want to be with me.
Correct.
I mean, have you ever seen the movie Was it Hitch? What the fuck is that
no,
movie?
No, I have not seen that movie.
Oh, yeah, Hitch. It's yeah. a great movie.
I rented
That's
that
what
movie.
Will Smith did.
I rented that movie on the Netflix DVD days, and I watched 10 minutes of it, and I sent it back.
Oh, it's
oh,
good.
Oh, gosh,
it's a good
that
movie.
Movie's great.
I hated it.
It's oh, a good it's flick. Fantastic,
no,
dude.
No, 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 no. Not my style.
No, well, that's what Will Smith does. If you want to compare me to Will Smith,
I did
fine
not
by me.
Ever say that I wanted to compare you to Will Smith.
All right, so real quick, we had a tweet from our buddy Luke. And he wants
it was,
us
he tweeted
to.
Us?
Yeah, he did, and he wants us to play a song and then create a music video over it.
Music video?
A video, like we did last time. A video.
Oh, like oh, like
a
movie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So Phil
Jeff
Jeffin,
wasn't here for this.
No.
Okay. Jeffin so the way that this works is maybe you should listen to your friend's podcast, but that's
yeah, Jeff,
neither here nor there.
We could have definitely used another view. I think we got to like 50.
Dude, I'm not gonna stream your guys' podcast from a Tokyo hotel room. I got things to do.
You could do it from an LA room.
No.
Anyway, so what happens is we're gonna play a song. This one Luke has chosen.
Okay.
And usually one person starts and then we can like jump in as we like build off the idea.
And we're basically directing a music video.
Not a music video. Like it could be a movie, like anything like that. So
okay.
like.
Just some sort of visual.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you're like describing the situation as the song plays over it.
But we're building off.
Of each other. Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
So we're just doing this podcast.
We're
now
yes
just,
anding.
The podcast is now just improv games.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Got it. Got it. Okay. Wow, shit really hit the rails when I left.
We're having a great time.
You take two podcasts off and they just start running with ideas.
What's the song? Oh my no. God, Luke.
Pick a song that like we don't know.
Right?
Because I actually know what the video for the song looks like. So.
All right, we're about to be on set.
Who's going
to
start?
Here we go. Just figure it out.
I'm the new guy, so I'll just watch you guys for a little bit.
No, I think you should start.
There's just a man. Alone in the dark, playing piano.
Are you describing the video, or is that wait, is
no?
That
we're doing okay. it.
He turns around, and he sees a cloud, and he walks towards the cloud, and he touches the cloud, and there's nothing inside the cloud, and then turns back around. Next thing you know, the piano is a cloud.
He's in the sky.
Yes.
He looks down. He's standing on a cloud. Ooh. It's dark. The clouds are gray. He looks out into the distance on the horizon.
It's
a
piano.
Woman. Okay.
It's a piano. And the keys keep going past his head. The piano keys. And he's touching them. And they're making noise.
Oh, yeah.
And then he's falling. Now he's falling. He's,
yeah,
falling.
He's falling.
And as he's falling, a woman is now falling from the sky
with
right
him.
Next to him.
Oh,
she
wow.
reaches out. They grab hands.
Oh, wow.
He's never seen her before.
This is like Point Break stuff.
Yeah.
But she's the only person with the parachutes. And he grabs onto her, and he touches the back of her head, and she smiles at him. But he's gone all of a sudden. She's gone. And then there's a cloud again, and then a star is approaching him. And he grabs onto the star, and he's just hanging from the star. And now he's hanging from the star.
And then he sings these words.
Yeah, he's like he's looking right in the camera,
yes,
saying this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Singing, yeah, exactly.
Tonight!
Yeah.
And there's just a tear. There's like three,
yes,
tears
one,
that are
no,
coming
one
down.
Out of one eye silent
just
crying.
One,
and it slowly
one, totally.
Like slowly pans in until it like, goes all the way in his eye.
And now we're and in a new world.
Into the next scene, yeah. Yes.
Into the next world.
Yeah.
And the next world is more clouds.
Total eclipse of the heart.
See, I was going to say the next scene pans into his eye and it's black and then it's night. It's all stars and the moon.
Oh, wow.
Like he's, yeah.
Hey, Scorsese, huh? Yeah. How about him?
I thought we were already in night, but it's okay.
All right, thanks, Luke. We appreciate the song.
Shout out to Luke. Next time, pick a big, better song, but it's okay.
Oh, jeez. You're just ripping on the guy that decides to take time out of his...
Just straight up.
All right. All right, well, if you guys want to put a song on our Twitter, go ahead and do that, and then Jackie can insult it.
Preferably, like, mm-hmm. Juvenile or...
something we haven't heard.
Silk the Shaka would be nice.
Something we haven't heard.
Something we're unfamiliar with.
All right.
Yeah.
That we could build a scene around.
It does help to know the lyrics, though.
Not always.
Should I just play a song right now?
Yeah, just pick one.
All right, cool. Let's do another one. That's always fun.
How much time do we have left?
You ever seen the movie?
Really?
We're like done.
Yeah, we're done.
Okay.
We're done. So we can kind of end with this.
Let's do one more.
And you ever seen the movie Drive?
No, but everyone says I should.
Cult fucking classic. I love that movie. It's so goddamn good.
Is that The Gauze?
The Gauze.
The Gauze is killing it with the scorpion jacket.
Yep.
Stomps a dude's fucking head
oh,
in.
Oh, spoiler
yeah,
alert.
In
Jesus.
Oh my gosh, it's so good.
Spoiler alert.
And then he pulls his dick out.
What?
Yeah, and just starts.
Real Gosling dick?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, and then presses the elevator button with his dick.
Stop, you guys.
Well, he stands like away from it and then gets a boner to like hit his.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't funny.
Floor.
This mm-hmm. Why would you taunt
it's
me
very
with real Gosling
scene,
dick?
But it's art. It's art.
Fuck you guys.
I feel like I didn't get it. But if I watch it again, maybe.
Definitely. Sundance didn't cut it out. But you know what? Who cut it out? The fucking studio when they put it to like the big picture.
Yeah.
Just they don't respect art.
I can't believe you would taunt me with the thought of Gosling.
Oh, so speaking of movies, so on my flight, everyone had their own little TV with like a shitload of movies. I was very impressed. But
free?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
But movie selection. So I watched a lot of movies that I hadn't seen. So I was kind of catching up. I saw Deadpool. I saw The Martian.
Dynasty that.
What else I see? Barista, which is about the World Barista Championships.
Oh, shit.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Is that a doc?
Doc, yeah.
Interesting.
But so I was watching The Big Short. And the stripper scene, they didn't edit out like the boobs. So I'm like on the middle seat, dude. Like
you flew back in the middle seat, you plebe?
I flew middle seat there and back.
Oh jeez, oh, Jeff.
No. Lord. It was smart. I was in the middle seat, so it was a 333, like a big plane.
Yeah.
And so if I'm in the middle seat in the middle section, I'm not standing up for someone to go to the bathroom. I am controlling the whole aisle.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah.
Okay, Bob.
Any control freak or something?
Sing us out.
Dude, if I'm sleeping and some lady's got like piss, like you can fucking hold it.
Yeah, are you kidding? Once I woke up and I was flying to South Africa and a woman had stepped over me, I woke up with her vagina in my face.
It's like, sweetheart, you can fucking hold it.
Terrible.
Most flights you pay extra for that.
most flights you pay extra for it. Get it?
Oh my God. Yes. I do see a plane. I see this is taking place on a plane, but a small private jet.
Oh, okay.
It's taxiing.
Yes, it is.
Oh, it's pulling in.
It's pulling in.
Yeah, you see the like mirage of smoke behind it.
Totally.
Yeah.
And then the stairs go down.
It's sunset.
Yeah. Stairs go down.
And then a guy.
Three shadowy figures walk out.
A good-looking guy. You see his face all of a sudden. He's got glasses on. It's dark. And he turns his head to the left real quick. Then he turns his head to the right. Next thing you know, he's in a club. The lights are flashing.
Oh, I was going to say, no, they got a flash to his chauffeur.
No, you got a yes and, sick. Man. He's in the club.
I know what I'm saying. He's in the club.
So he's there. It's like,
he's in the corner drinking by himself.
Oh, wow.
Like a table by himself, surveying the whole club.
Like a tequila commercial.
Yeah.
So a girl walks up.
She walks up dancing in a very seductive way.
Yeah.
And he's like,
Tips his glasses down like this and looks at her. In his eye, one tear. Why is he crying? We don't know.
We can never know.
We don't know.
And she has a tear coming out of the same eye.
Oh,
but she knows why he's crying.
Yeah.
She reaches out. They touch hands. And then she walks away.
This
and
feels obviously similar to our last music video we just did.
And he's like, should I follow her? So he follows her.
And he's running.
She's running.
To the beat. He goes up to the side of her, and he sees her, and they're side by side, and he grabs her face, and smells her hair, and then looks to the right, and that's it.
Yeah, that took a turn with the hair smelling.
Did it?
I don't know. Didn't like that.
You didn't like that?
No.
I
don't think Jeff likes these improv games. I think we should save these for the Jackie
Bobby
ones.
No. I like it. It's kind of funny, like... Okay, he's running after her, and then he smells her hair.
Bobby mentions smelling hair a lot. I feel like we all
have different ideas of like him being alone in a club. I was like, he's just kind of there like surveying, being cool. And Bobby's like, he's sad. It's like, okay, we're going to go with the sad angle now.
Guys, it's all about yes and in.
Yeah, well, you got to let other people talk, Bobby.
Get out of here,
dude. You can't yes and yourself over and over and over.
Hey, don't come for my friend Bobby like that.
You're going to tell me how to do improv?
You think Bobby's
fine? I have.
Bobby got rejected from the improv team this weekend. You're going to tell him how to do improv?
A guy that auditioned for the improv team, it was fucking awful. I've gotten so goddamn bad at improv.
Shush. Don't talk about my friend Bobby like that.
No, I used to be good. I'll pat myself on the back for that. When I was at UCB and I finished level 4, I'm like, yeah. I'm pretty solid.
Name drop. Bobby did level four at UCB.
I mean, I'm talking about like if I was a quarterback in Madden, I'd probably be ranked, what, like a 62?
Currently? And,
Donovan McNabb?
No, not currently. But level 4, if I was a rookie coming in the league, I'd be a Madden 62 quarterback. But there's also people that are like, 97, like Tom Brady, who are like the really good ones.
So you'd be like, let's say, look at this year's draft.
You're saying you're like a
Cody Kessler.
Jackie just logged out.
Third round NFL pick.
Uh-huh. I'd say I was more like a fourth round.
I can't think of a fourth round quarterback. Okay.
Fourth round with like potential. So maybe like a round two guy.
You're like a Cardale Jones.
Yeah, sure. I'd say right around there.
The raw tools.
Definitely. It's got a lot. Yeah, exactly. Got the raw tools, and it's just waiting to see what can happen. But now I'm nothing, dude. I feel like I'm fucking Jamarcus Russell that was drafted. Yeah.
Sipping on that scissor.
Yeah, so I got nothing, but hey, I gave it my all. I tried.
Yeah.
I tried, and it just didn't work out. But hey, you know, there's always next time. You got to remember.
Hey, every no is just one step closer to a yes.
Exactly. So I got to figure that shit out, but hey. I still got sketch.
Like I say, good to still be back. Sketch, good man. To be back.
Good to have you, Jeff. All right, man. You got any last words?
No. Happy Memorial Day weekend, everyone.
Happy Memorial Day weekend. Get yourself a nice hot dog, a nice PBR.
Don't forget the reason we celebrate.
Amen to that. All right, well, I'm going to play a song to end this podcast. Jeff says goodbye. This song is by a band named Black Marble, and the song is called A Great Design. So I'm going to play that for you guys. Thanks for tuning in. If you guys have a cool song, go ahead and tweet us. Hashtag CBTM at Could Be The Move. And we'll have some fun with it. We'll smell some hair. And tears will come out of our characters' eyes. That's all I got. I'll see you guys.